going to discuss is Nun Zayin, Nun Ches, Nun Tes, all the way to Samech. One of the most complicated sugyas in Shas. The sugya of Gidulim, which I believe, I don't follow the Daf Ayomi, so I don't know if it's today's Daf or yesterday's Daf or whatever Daf. I know it's this week that I know. So we'll start with Daf Nun Zayin Mabez. What we're going to try to do is simply Lefi HaPshat of the Ran and some of the other Rishonim here who deal with the issue. First, let's read the Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Mabez. We'll start with that. It's approximately in the Gemara itself, in the third line. And from the top down, it's six lines. Yishmael, Ish Kvar Yama, V'yamala Ish Kvar Dima. A very fascinating personality, but that's for a separate discussion. Rashi just simply says here, Ish Kvar Yama, Sheyadar B'Kvar, Sheyomer Al-Sfas Hayam. It's very fascinating how Chazal are firstly mamakbid, incredibly makbid and medaktik on names of people, and also quite often medaktik on their address, their location, their geographic locus. And here it's extraordinary that the Ran and others as well felt constrained to somehow define the location of this Yishmael Ish Kfar Yama. Okay. V'yamrila Ish Kfar Dima, Hela B'yodo. Here's the following Shaila that he raised. Now there are many Girsos in these Gemaras. And one has to be cognizant of these Girsos in order to understand the issues that are involved. So the Gemara raises the following question. Hela biyodo batzol, I have an onion. And now, there are two ways of reading this next piece of Gemara. One way of reading it, which would simply be the way probably most Rishonim read it, namely, I shouldn't say most Rishonim, I didn't take a census to know statistically, let's just say this machlokes of Rishonim. Either she'akaro b'shvius, we're talking about a batzal that has lusha shvius, and I decided to uproot it. I uprooted it on the seventh year. And then what did I do? Unito b'shminis. I take this batzal that has kedusha shvius and I plant it in the eighth year. Obviously, in the course of the eighth year, there will be gidulim. Namely, there will be an increase of the particular batzal. And the way the Rishonim explain, and the way the Gemara says immediately, v'rovu gidulo v'al ikaro. So one could understand it that since it was nekar, Bishnas HaShemitah, it has in it Kedusha Shvius, even though we'll get to that another discussion, we know that Shvius essentially goes after, that's a Mishnah. Mishnah and Shvius tells us, Beyerek Azlin and Basal Akita. The Gemara has in Gedinian Kedushin and elsewhere, Mishnais and Shvius, what exactly the criteria for Shvius is, but for Yerek, we paskin, you go after Basal Akita, that's how the Rash writes in the ninth parak of Masecha Shvius, right away in the first Mishnah. But let's leave right now one reading. Is as I said, it was nekar b'shvius, it grew on shvius, and I uprooted it, and I planted it on the eighth year. And robu gidulav shel heter kamuvan, because that which grows in the eighth year is heter, al ikaro, which is that of shvius. That's one reading of the text. A second reading of the text is batzol sheikro b'shvius. We're talking about a batzol that remains as it is. What does that mean, it remains as it is? It's also ikro b'shvius, as opposed to she'akaro b'shvius. A batzal she'ikro b'shvius, which means that basically it's gidol, it's godel b'isor, and it has kedusha shvius. The term isor is not a proper term because it means it has kedusha shvius. That's what we're talking about. And now I planted on the eighth year, and there are enough communities between these two pshatim. We'll see in a moment. And now the question the Gemara poses, and the machlokes have shown him how to pshat in this Gemara. The one explanation is, the Gemara says, Gidulav heter v'ikro asur. The gidulim that grew on the eighth year are gidulim shel heter. The ikar, which of course is from the seventh year, is asur. So now the question is, came in the rabbi gidulav me'ikaro, since you have more, you have gidulin shel heter from the eighth year that are more than the ikar that grew in the seventh year. Also, Giduli Heter, Malin is Yisar. So, Olo, that's the question. Lechura Lafia, Pshata Pashut, the way the Gemara expresses it. The shaila is whether gedulei heter are mevatel, malin. Are they mevatel the iser, or they're not mevatel the iser? Again, we're talking about the way Rishonim say, davar she'ein zara kola. But that's critical in this entire discussion. If ein zara kola, so then that might be the reason why the item would extend, the kedusha of shvius on the batzal would extend somehow, even though I go ahead and now have the eighth year and have gedulei shel shana shminis are greater than the ikar. So that's the question, is there bittul, is there not bittul? So let's read the Ran, to see how the Ran learns the Pshat in the Gemara. The Ran says, reading the Ran, which is right in the very third line, V'robu gidulav al ikro, says the Ran, lab rabye b'lchut koma, el rabye, shechayotziba b'midi dasi me'alma, hayu b'kede levatas al isa. Means under normal circumstances, the riboy is such that would be, in a regular, in a classic situation of a bittul, it would work. Miu, b'gidulei misabkalei, what's the issue over here? There's a suffix. What's the suffix? Igdilulei heter malin sa isu'olo. V'niroli. So the Ran now explains what the nature of the suffix is. The ikar sveike yamrino gidulin, kevan shenim shochim b'yotzim min ha'ikar she'enu kola. We're talking about an ikar zara she'enu kola. And where are the gidulim? They're obviously emanating from that item that grew during the seventh year. Somehow they become like the ikar, and they become usher. It's a very striking lashon. We'll discuss that in a few moments. What was that?
That's a third possibility.
That's right. Third possibility is correct. Yihavelu ki'ikar, that haheter hofech liot isa. That's what it sounds like the Ran is saying. And the other two possibilities are, as Dr. Bezanke has mentioned, either there is bittul, or there's no bittul, that's a classic Tarova situation. Or no, we have something new here, and there's a lot of dukim in the Ran over here in this next three dapim, next three blot, where this is the question, whether it's hofech liot, this is your area, your day.
That's
pshat and bittul, that's not the but that's for another shir, what exactly the pshat and bittul is. But anyway, I'm just saying, the Ran here expresses certainly one idea, that ha heter hofech liot isa, exactly as Bernstein mentioned, Yihabalu ki ikar v'asiri, Yihabalu ki heter, but see, here's lashon is, Yihabalu ki heter u'malin esa isar. And as he works with two different formulae, on the one hand, he speaks of ha-heter hofech liot isar, or the heter is mevatel isar. U'bedinu davalei limboi gidulim atzim sharu v'asiri. We could have asked about the gidulim themselves. What's their status? These gidulim that grew in the eighth year. Are they mutar? Are they asar? Miu hoba hatalia. The gedulei heter malas ha'isur. If they're mevatel, the gedulei man shminis, a mevatel the batzal which grew in the seventh year. Pshita the sharu. Obviously, that would be permissible. V'ein malim pshita the asiri. The sharu are you malim? Obviously, if they were permissible, that means it was bittul. Kach nir beinai v'samach tirem mashi eskiku l'farish kach. So,
if there is bittul, it's mevatel the ikar also.
That is essentially what he seems to be saying.
The
but well. Correct, we're talking about Rov Gidulim, Hisrabu Gidulim, Giduli Heter, on the Iser, on the Basel Shel Iser. So the way the Ran presents the situation, that if we're talking about Gidulim Shel Heter, soon they can vata the Iker, but here, in this specific situation, the issue becomes a bit more complicated, because on the Gidulim themselves, that's the Shiloh, do the Gidulim themselves become Osir Ki Iker Ha Iser? And essentially they become Osir Ki Iker Ha Iser, Kevin Shenim Shochin, now this issue is totally on this next sugya, which is here on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. That's where the Ran also. Maybe we'll just first summarize what happened over here on Nun Zayin, then we'll go to Nun Ches. We'll try to do it in orderly fashion. In Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara then now tries to bring a number of rayas.
The first chapter in the Ran, he no longer entertains this third possibility that there can be Isra and Heta.
That's what we just, Dr. Mazenka has just explained.
For the last part of the Ran, he said, when you could just ask, he said, forget bittul. He's saying, you just ask what grows from it. It's either, there's only two possibilities what grows from it. It's either also a heter.
Yeah, but the problem is that it would have been easier had the Ran expressed himself the way other Rishonim expressed themselves. Partially, the other Rishonim came out, everyone on this daf, I'm talking about the Mefarish, which is, well, the Rashi, whatever, whomever that is, and the Rosh, and the Rashba, and the Meiri, you look at all the Rishonim in the Sugya, they explain, Bipshitas, what's the subject of the Gemara? Very simple suffix. Namely, Ha'im yesh koach b'gidulin elu levatel sa'ika. That's the Shaila.
That's not the Ran.
No, no, that's not the Ram. That's what I'm saying. The Ram's against all the Rishonim.
Right.
All the Rishonim learned Pe'echon. I'm telling you Pe'echon. I looked about nine Rishonim. So nine Rishonim learned that the whole issue is whether the Gidulim, Shel Shminis, have the ability to mimvata the Iko that grew in Shvius, alone is Batel. But it's clear, according to all Rishonim, the Gidulim themselves are Gidulim Shel Heter. What you have is the Tarobus of Isur Heter. That's basically all the Rishonim learned Pe'echon in the sugi. And the truth is, when you look at the Lashon, the Gemara language seems to also support that position. Because the Gemara says here, V'robu gidul of aliko, v'ochi kam ibole, gidul of heter, v'ikro osa. The Gemara says it clearly. The gidulim are gidulim shal heter. What's the shayla? Came the robu gidul of me'ikron, osu gidul of heter, malin sa'isa, alo malin sa'isa. That's how all the Rishonim learned. They read the text of the Gemara, kip shuta. I'm saying the Ran comes with a massive chiddush.
The Ran doesn't seem to entertain the possibility at the end that you could have gidulim of heter that are not mevatel.
Which means that gidulim shel heter would certainly be mevatel the isur you're saying.
He doesn't seem to say there's a possibility that there'll be a row of gidulim of heter that would not be mevatel.
And the chanami. But I'm saying what compelled the Ran to say what he did, namely that the gidulim themselves become osur ki ikar ha'isur. As you mentioned, that where did he get that from? He got it from the Gemara Daf Nun Ches, which we'll get to in a moment. I don't know which daf are we holding today. I don't have an idea. Nun Ches. Okay, so
if he didn't replant it, avada anything I grow to Gedulim.
Right? I understand that, but I'm talking about where it was replanted.
So there's a reason to
say that. Ubechalzo, the Pashup shot in the Gemara is not like the Ran. And the Ran was compelled to come to his maskana because the Gemara Daf Nun Ches, that we'll see in a moment. Let's just see the rayas that the Gemara tries to bring to this question that the Gemara raises. There are rayas from Truma, Orlo, Kelayim, all kinds of rayas the Gemara brings. Let's just read maybe some of the rayas with the Lashon Hara. Maybe it will help us. And then we'll get to Nun Ches momentarily. Also, come to the Avami, lo have be ode, also come to the Napcha, Pashalim, and Hado. The Amr Abchanina, Trito. Here's another one of these names that is the subject. I don't have any Google, what is the term?
Capacity,
thank you. So, the word Trito, this is not the first time I'm learning the Dharam in my life, and I remember that when I learned the Dharam last time, which was many, many years ago, so there's a in Masech Shabbos the Gemara tells a story about, I don't recall his name, but the Gemara speaks about a cow that was sold from a guy to a Jew, and
Ben Tarta,
correct? So I always somehow I saw the Dharam, the last time I saw the Dharam was 25 years ago probably. Anyway, so this fella, this gentleman sold the cow, the guy sold the cow to a Jew. And suddenly, vice versa, the Jew sold the cow to a guy, and suddenly this cow, when he came to Shabbos, the guy expected to work on Shabbos, because he obviously knew the Gemara goes to Shabbos Chayim Misa, and therefore he worked on Shabbos, and therefore this cow, somehow, he expected him to work on Shabbos, and pitom, the cow refused to work on Shabbos, because he thought he was still, apparently, in the employ of a Jew. And this cow was called, what did you mention, Rabbi Yasger? Rabbi Yochanan, Turto. Abdesa Tuta,
Ben
Tarta. Yeah, and then if I'm not mistaken, that's right, of course, the Lashon Shor, that's where it comes from. Ben Tarta, and if I'm not mistaken, the Goy became a Ger based on this event that took place. Again, it's many, many years ago, so I'm not holding. But anyway, so I always was thunderstruck by these Dafka and this same Daf. Rabbi Shmuel Ish Kvayama, all of a sudden the Gemara becomes very descriptive, and also we have Rabbi Chanina Trito. Okay, all this is just editorial comments. What?
Maybe it's Sharisha, like Shorish. Like
I also thought that is a possibility, because the Tuf and the Shin undergo metathesis. That's also quite often. I'm into metathesis. It's one of my favorite topics. My father was very into this. Osios Mischalfes, and these are also from the Osios Mischalfes. Very good, okay. So now we continue. Amr Rabbi Yanai. Oh, we have to... Okay, so now the Gemara brings a raya to this question. In the middle of the daf, in Zayin Amabez, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Batzal Shal Truma. Now, of course, we're talking about Truma, which is also to Azar. Truma has to be eaten by a Kohen. And here we're talking about that this truma was batzal shel truma shenito, it was planted. Berabu gidulam al ikro mutar. So here we have a classic case of what seems to be bittel. And bittel, as the Ran explains, that batzal shel truma shenito berabu gidulam al ikro mutar kloma lahavi truma dasu gidulam vatan ikar. But then the Ran has one qualification. Miu, the Ran says tevel havi. Even though there's bittel over here, but the halacha is we still have a situation of tevel. Why? So the Ran explains the bittel gidula mesa ikar, that even though bittel took place, there was an act of bittel. Udikamina muta loma de pokashem truma minay v'shori b'achila sarai means enichanam. There was afka of the shem truma, but even though afka of the shem truma, what does that mean? It means automatically it now goes back, it reverts back to its original status, namely the status of tevel, which is muta b'achila sarai. Very striking chiddush that the Ran says. That why is it that it should somehow remain in the state of tevel? Maybe you undo the entire status of truma because there's bittel, and maybe the bittel takes the truma and perhaps turns it into what? What would be the other possibility? What else could it turn it into? Here we have the experts on your day in front of me. What else could it turn it into? If bittel is mavatel the truma, so either it becomes tevel, as the Ran suggests. What other possibility is there? I mean, why would it be automatically tevel? I'm just asking. I'm not discussing this issue today.
Batzel is not chayv in truma midaraisa. Just
what's not chayv in truma midaraisa?
Batzel?
What? I'm sorry. I'm not sure.
Onions.
Oh, batzel. Sorry.
Right.
I missed what you said.
But
yeah.
Onions.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
The hilchos trumas. Correct. Yeah, that's, I mean, reishis digoncha. Correct. Okay, this needs attention, this Ram, which I have what to say about it, but I want to do it today because I'm into some other topic. I want to get to the Machlokes of Rishonim, so I'm very interested in it. Anyway, the Gemara says, you have a Raya from here. The Gemara says, Shavik Mar Train Vavi Kichat. What's going on here? You reject two, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yonason. And I assume the Gemara is based on that he is a Rov. So Rav Yochid Rav Melech Rabim. So what's going on over here? And the Gemara says, "Man Ninu Train." And this is a famous case. Yalda Shesimcha Biskeinon. Yalda refers to talking about the first 3 years before the item emerges from its state of being in the state of Arla. Namely, the first 3 years, the Torah says that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Tatem Koletz Machol Varatum Malasu Aspiriyo Shalosham Yelachem Areilum Lo Yochel. So Yalda Shesimcha Biskeino. Skeino is already past that stage. And now, Uba Peros. Ava Bishel Sifa Masayim also. This is very striking. Here we know we have a Shira Bittel, namely Masayim, and yet the Aloha Bittel is not applicable. The Ran explains here as well. The Ran says that clearly here we're assuming Yalda Shesimcha Biskeino, Yalda Shalavu Alea Gimel Shonim. And he went ahead with Kotzitza. So now he cut this Yalgur Yekiva B'Netziyaz Kena. It was grafted onto one that's already Shavu Aleh Gimel Shonim. Uba Peros. She'ilu lo hiya ba Peros. Haminim Perak Mashuach Muhammad. The Yalgur Shisub B'Seyna B'Teyla. So here the Chiddush is next run. Al B'Shosim Masayim Osir. Al B'Shosif Osim Peros B'Gidul Masayim Masha Yukodem She'Sibcha Osir. Well, the question is why? Al B'Gad Gidul Shalheter Miskena Kosu. The Kaimel Yalgur Shibscha B'Seyna B'Teyla. So here's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, Avilachi Kevin Shepers Halol Kvaho Yibokaidem Shesibchom, they were there before, and Gidulim Shemem Avat Nesaikar, somehow Bittel does not work. So here we have a Lechura Araya, one statement the Gemara brings, namely Rabbi Yochanan and Salocha, that Bittel is not working. And number two, the Gemara says, Name Rabbi Yonason, Omer Shuol, Rab Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonason, Batzel Shinatol Bikerem. Here also, we're talking about Klai Kerem. The batzel was planted in a kerem, v'neka kerem, also. So here also, the Ran explains in the second wide line, alva b'sheneka kerem b'godel achakach v'heter, also. Alma gidulin kevin shemino ikrahem yotzim, that's the key here. Mino ikrahem yotzim, because that's the source. The mokar is the ikar, which is also. Harem kamo, v'gabi shvias nami loshna. So here we have two statements that are clearly against the one statement, so now somehow the two statements have been, whatever reason, categorically rejected, and the one was the one that was adopted, and that's what the Gemara asked Akasha, how is it possible, Shaf Gemara Trein, Rabbi Gichad. The Gemara continues, the Gemara says, this is the second volume. So here we have again where Tumas HaMaisis were Hufrash. I have a litra of Betzalim, Tikna, that means it underwent Tikkun, Tumas HaMaisis, and now it was once again Zora, once again planted. I mean, what did they plant? They planted the entire onion, apparently. So Misaseres Sofi Kula, so here the Ran explains. Also, this halacha shetikna sheivish umasim umasoseah v'zara l'fishesh b'asel litra kam b'tzolim v'unota eilech ve'eilech v'shach b'lashon zviyah. That's he bothered by the language of zara misaseres sofi kula l'fi agidulim v'ikar al ma'asim gidulim am b'chuyavim these gidulim that b'chuyavim tumas hamaisis am avato the ikar which is potam tumas hamaisis the avgav deleil b'samach amr abo v'shmeid abyechanan the aldar shezibcha b'skeina. So here again, we have two rayas against the yisod that we're trying to present, and therefore the Gemara is left with a question. Lichora, two rayas they should really capture the day. So the Gemara answers, no, dilma lechum b'shayni. The Gemara says, no, maybe the rayas are no rayas, and there's a ran that's very critical. The ran says, le'olam eimalach enechanami, the medina la'asik gedulim v'avatan ika. The Adrabah Harem Kamo, there's no bittul. El Dachim Mishum Chumra Be'alma Aminin Nevevatin. Here, because of the Chumra, we say that bittul is going to be operative. V'mayv Shepirashi Nachakashi Es Lo Kasha Hoda Makshuacha Chumra Dasi Dekulahu. I mean, here you have a Chumra that can lead to a Kula. Di Maser Minei Ubei. If you give Maser from that itself, Dilma Maser Min HaIkar Ala Gidulin. Means you're giving Maser from the Ikar on the Gidulin, which are not Chayav. That's of course a clear halacha. You can't be mafish minatru alachiyav. Be maser elam mokam acher. If let's say, okay, I won't be maser minei ubei. I'll go elsewhere outside. Habli marbe masvesa, and that's also something which is osa. So he said, lo kasha klal. All them gedulim anasayikar. Since bittul is not working over here, havelu gedulim ki ikar. Again, he stresses this idea. The gedulim become like the ikar. Kevan diminei rovu. Now they emerged or they emanated from that ikar. V'ach litra ikra, v'gidula patir medina, v'chimasi minei ubei, he says, leka l'mechush klal. And that's essentially, again, the Ran is going back to the way he understands the entire issue, which of course was the, do the gidula and become like the ikar, or do they not like become like the ikar? That's how the Ran learns the whole sugya, and now the most important part of the Ran is the one we're about to get to now. Element Adol, the Gemara now comes to the next raya, which is critical for the Ran, the way he understands here in Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, the Tanya of Shimon Omer, Kol Dava Sheyesh Lo Matirin, means Kol Dava Shel Isa. Of course, Sheyesh Lo Matirin, and the Ran gives the example. The Gemara gives several examples, Tebel, Mashesheni, Hegdish, Chodosh, Lo Nostu Bem Chacham Mishir. The Ran explains that Tebel Shein Asar Bechulim, Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Yochel Lahafrish, Mimokot Machir. Okay? Again, you can't be mafish menachulim because there's a shei maisa which is ma'urav, which is mixed in with it. And then, as I said, you would have the issue of abtur al achiyav. So, therefore, you're going to be mafish makam achir, says the Ran. U'maisa shein veg the sheshem heter b'bdiya, that you could be paida, kayadua. V'chod ha-sharim ha-matir. So, in all these cases, l'anoslamem chacham mashiach. Sha'isim v'chol shu b'mino. Means you have min b'mino, so then that becomes osa. Shalom b'mino b'nosin tam. If it's a shein b'mino, that's nice in time. By the way, Kevin Hashra Srikum Shakasapti Lamala, this is what we discussed a week ago, when we spoke about the Shita Saram, which is very, very mechudosh and meyuchad regarding the position of Dov Shesha Matirim, which Rashi says in Beitza and elsewhere, Asha Techaru, why should you eat a Be'isr? You could eat a Be'heta. So wait, Dov Shesha Matirim. And the Ran comes with a different concept, the way we discussed a week ago. The Ran claims that whenever I have a hit nakshut, let's say the way he presented it over there, there's a hiknat shut. I mean, there's a conflict, or if you will, a clash, a collision. So the collision is good. And I have min sheno mino, or he says het ve'isa. Whenever that kind of collision, so then bittul's going to work. But if I have min b'mino, see his lashon over there, nun beis was min mechazek es mino. He says just mechazek the other min. There's no conflict. There's no clash. And Mela, in those circumstances, Bittul is not going to work. So he alludes to this again, to what he referred to on Dachman Beis. And then he goes further, that with Perak Basra, the Masechas of the Zara, Yoyv Taim Achinu Letevel, Lavadam Shum Dehet, Ekatero, Kach Isuro. Again, to Yamat Letevel, we know that Chita Achas Pater Sakri, the Gemara says. One Chito can take care of the entire item, and therefore, Ketero Kach Isuro. Okay, so back in the Gemara, Yes, Ivid, Av Sheshamatirim, all these things, there's no, there, the halacha is, there's no shear. Hashenkin called over Sheimat Embo Matirin. Any Isa has no heter. Kigon Truma, with Truma Smeiser, the Chala, the Orlo, Klal Keren, Nostu Bem Chacham Mashir. Here again, the Ran explains that even though the Gemara says Mitzvah the Chuli Alei, but there's no obligation to do so. It's not called over Sheshem Matirin. And therefore, in these cases, Nostu Bem Chacham Mashir, as the Ran explains, Shavil Nesar Beminon. B'teilim, Truma, Truma, Smaisa, V'chala, B'meir, Orlo, Klal, Kerem, B'masayim, U'vishen, Aminon, Kol, B'shishin. So right away, the Gemara here, Rav Shimon, wants to take this position. V'yavadavar, any of these items, She'en l'matirin, the halacha is, as the Gemara said, there's a shear for bittul. So right away, they ask him, Amalo, V'alo, Shriya, She'en l'matirin. Shriya, certainly, is Dabar, She'en l'matirin. V'lo, Nasim, M'chacham, Shir. It's not bottle. It's not a shvius. So says kolshu b'mina. One of the items that asks the kolshu is shvius. So here we have a problem. Is the way the Ran explains that tashvius says kolshu b'mina. Ben tarov is parasetos shol shvius. Ben begedulin gambasol shishis shenitov b'shvius. So here, in effect, that the shvius asks the batzal ha'ikari. Once again, that's the Ran l'shitaso. So now the Gemara comes along with this absolutely fascinating distinction. Rather spectacular, almost remarkable. The question is how to interpret the Gemara. That's a big machlokes of Rishonim. How to interpret this Gemara, how to understand the answer to this kasha. That Shriya Soseres Kolshu B'mina. On this, the Gemara answers, Amalem Afanilo Amati El Lebir, Abel Achila B'nai Sein Tam. So there's a machlokes of Rishonim in Pshat in this Gemara. What does it mean that Anilo Amati El Lebir, Abel Achila B'nai Sein Tam? Means the Gemara somehow says that even though we just said that Shriya Soseres Kolshu, so let's read the Ran. Let's be fair now. Okay, so the Ran will read the Ran first. Then we'll read some of the other Rishonim. We'll mention some of the other Rishonim on this Uachodik on him, and this whole Raya is going to be extremely difficult. The Ran says Amalem Afim Lo Amu Elo Lebir Afim Lo Amu Shriya Soseres Kolshu B'mina. Only the Gabi one aspect. That we know. That's what we did this year in the Shnas HaShemitah. Whatever was capable of being eaten, mitzvah lehe ochel, of course, kodem abir. However, la'achila, the first white line in the Ran here, here the Ran says, klom in nisar v'lachar abir, if the taro was occurs after the zman abir, shim you osvim. If we would ask the tarovis lo shor b'achila, ben b'mina men shalom b'mina, b'nosein tam, means we require shishim, alma gidulin einan nimshach imachar ha'ikah li'os kamo. So you see that, apparently, the gidulin are not nimshach achar ha'ikah. Again, around the shitoso, that's what he learns to say there, that one item is transformed into the other. The yihochi yeich tesar b'shvis, and how the gidulin, which are gidulin of the shana shishis, how do they become asim and shvius begidule? Alavadai ein gidulin keikar hilkoch malin. So the bittul apparently works. Ariat haroe the sirlon di ein malin. If bittul is not going to work, alkocha gidulin keikar. That's the assumption. Di lo hechi pashit. How would you resolve or how do you try to solve the issue? The migidul nasur in malin that you're going to go ahead and have bittul. Alavadai ke depishnal el. Namely, as I said before, it's totally whether it's nimshach achar ha'ikar or einu nimshach achar ha'ikar. That's the whole issue. So this, the Gemara says, back in the Gemara for a second, the Gemara says, b'dilma ha'nami l'chum r'shayni. Maybe it's no raya again. So it explains the Ram b'dochi lei, dilma ha'nami l'chum r'shayni, ala b'din l'yolam e'malach shagidun ha'ayin ke'ikar. Really, again, the same position. Hilkoch e'malam asol le'atero. V'nir be'enai, yavagav d'le'el d'achin ha'dilma l'chum r'bin l'mishvita mehod asol gadaitu l'agilamidchi gagavna. He's asking a kash. The Gemara already made this suggestion. And on Zion of the base, Dimma Luchum Rishayni. Why is it once again posing the same suggestion, it seems to be completely unnecessary. So the Ran explained, Mishandish Lamala El Lekra Al Chada Chumra. There, there's one Chumra. The Machmina, the Gidul, and Commander Asa Me'almadami. Avalach Yamin Lechum Mishaini. Here we have two Chumras. Machmina and Trey Chumri. Chada the Labir came the Shayeshra Matir and Dami Oseres Bekolshu. That's one Chumra. Since we're talking about Zman Abir and a Dabash Yeshra Matirim, so it will be Asa Bekolshu. Vahu Chumra Ba'almahu, number one, Vyod. The Gidulim Shainam, Dinan Lesser. I feel the kama yasu b'kolshu. Normally, that's not the shear. Here, the old sons, that's become the shear. I feel lochi. Yet the Gemara said, "Dachya v'dilm ha'nami l'chumr shayni." The trei chumr machminim ba. That's the chiddush over here. The chiddush is that you have here a situation of trei chumrs. Okay, but the issue that I want to talk about is that this Gemara over here on Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph that brings the araya. And this seems to be the makar for the Ran on Daf Nun Zayin Beis. His whole issue was, do we say that the Gidul na nimshach achar ikar or na nimshach achar ikar? So the Rai is from this Gemara, where the Gemara says, Hashimin, called Lav Hashem Lamatirin, Nasubim Chachab Mashir, they ask the Kashi from Shvius, the Shvius asks the Kolshum, he says, Afani, that only said Lagabi Bir, but Lagabi Achila, but also in time. So the Gemara right now is assuming that when we say Labir, also the Kolshum, means even with the tarovis of a kolshu, I de gidulin. What the Gemara is saying is just like gidule isur asa the ikar, hachinami gidule heter amata the ikar. That's what the Ran is essentially translating the Gemara over here on Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph and comparing these two issues. Now the question is, are the two comparable? Is this a fair comparison? What the Ran is suggesting based on this Gemara, here the Gemara says gidule isur asa the ikar. We're talking about the issue on Nun Chesam and Aleph. And now he wants to extrapolate from there to Nun Zayin and Beis. Now what's happening in Nun Zayin and Beis? Gidul Heta, Amata the Ikar. Okay, the Gemara says, Dilma Lechum Rishayim. The Gemara is Docha this. But here, it would seem to be very difficult to bring a Raya from this Sugya on Daf Nun Ches. Because here, as I said, Baruch Kachamo, Shagidul Atzmam, Lo Nehafachim Leoski Ikar. The issue is an issue of Bittel. Are gidulim capable of being vatal the ikar? That's the issue. But pshita, the gidulim themselves don't become like the ikar. So what in heaven's name is he bringing a raya from this sugya, from the gidulim shel isar she'osvim, and that's going to shed light on gidulim shel heter she'yicholim lahatir, namely gidulim shel shminis she'yicholim lahatir esa isar shel shvius. Here we're talking about min b'sheno mino. Oh, pardon that terrible joke. We're talking about min b'sheno mino. It's two different issues. You know what I'm asking? I don't understand how the Ran here is bringing a raya from a sugya that talks about, as I said, I'm talking about before the Gemara's doicha, dilma l'chum b'shayni. Here the issue is, can gedulim be mevatel the ikar? But the gedulim themselves, there's not even a habamin in this sugya that gedulim themselves are going to become ikar, which is exactly the way the Ran learned the whole sugya before, on Zayin and Beis. That's the issue. The issue is, do the gedulim become the ikar? Are they, do we say here, ha gedulim hofchim lios kemo ikar, Ikar Isa. That's not the issue here. The issue here, what we're trying to say, just like you do the Isa, ask for the Ikar, Hachinami, and then Zayin Rebez, you do the Heter, Amata the Ikar, Ma'akesha. They're two separate inyanim, especially in light of the way the Ran positioned himself on the Sugya. Now, somehow, you have to assume, I imagine.
I thought that was not the exact bar for the Ran.
Wow.
The
Ran's
doesn't seem that the
Tan
is talking about
Bittul
here.
The Lashon of the Gemara, again.
Where's the
Bittul? No, the Bittul is in fact there's a Tarovus here, correct? Yeah. The Gemara says, look, we only said this Labir, Abel Achila Benosin Tan. Means when we say that beer is Asa B'Kolshu, you have a Kolshu that's Misare with Gidulim, and the Gemara says that somehow, just like Gidul the Isa, Asa the Ikar, so Gidul the Heter, are somehow going to be Mata the Ikar. I mean, you're assuming that, let's say the Ikar HaIsur is not Batzel, but Gidul Heter, let's say because it's Choshev, or as the Gemara said over here, but still with the Ikar is Heter, and the Gidul HaIsur, also Asur, because the Gidul are not Batzel. Why they're not Batzel? Gemara said, because Shvius Asur is Bekolshu. Shvius is somehow an overpowering kind of force, Asur is Bekolshu. Unless what you're saying, Rabbi Bam, is that the whole Suffolk, that Ein Gidul Mevatlin Zer Ikar is because the Gidulim themselves become like the Ikar. There's no Tarovus of Isur Heter. It's all somehow in the Halacha of the Ikar. And that's what the Gemara says. Gedula Iser Aser. So what do you see? That they're not, again, the Gedula Heter also Malin Iser Iser Midin Bitvol. Somehow that's what the Ran says. That's what you're saying. I'm not sure exactly what you're saying. Yeah. I only know that all the Rishonim don't agree with this. Because yeah.
That's the Machlokes.
Okay. All the Rishonim assume the other Pashit, that the whole Suffolk are not Zaydim and Beis. I'm telling you, every Rishon that I saw, I'm talking about the Tesis, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Meiri, the Ritva, you name it, every Rishon, I learned every Rishon this daf, and they all seem to suggest very clearly, the Suffolk is, do the Gidulim, Shel Shminis, have the Koach, Levatel, Esaiko, Shel Shvius? That's the issue. Although it's Batel. But there's no question, according to them, that the Gidulim themselves are Giduli Heter. So what do you have here? A Tarovis of Isav Heter. And the question is whether Bittul is operative or not. So Rav Shimon is telling you, and Lechura, according to these Rishonim, so that's maybe what Rav Abam is asking, that according to Rav Shimon over here, that he says that Gedula Yisr Asa, who adin Gedula Heta Amater, so you have, when the Iker is also, there's Taros of Yisr because of the Iker, it's not Bittul. When the Gedulim are also, there's Taros of Yisr because of the Gedulim. So if anything, you're asking Lechura that the whole sugi is tamu according to the other Rishonim. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Yeah. So the truth of the matter is that I am aware of that issue. This Gemara, we see the Ran brings a Rai from this Gemara to his Shita.
That's his Rai.
And so the question is, how do we resolve? So you have to hear, you have to look at Rishonim carefully. All the Rishonim actually explain that the Gemara wants to be poshed here from Rav Shimon that Gidulei Heter Amalim is a Iser. So the assumption is somehow that here, essentially, a bit of Gidulei Shvius are also not because of Taros of Iser Veheter, but rather, Adrab, it seems that they learn the Gidulim Amahape Chesakol Iser. It's almost like you have a new Chefza of Shvius over here. A new Bria of Shvius.
It's not a Din of Bittul.
Exactly. It's not a Din of Bittul. But it's a new halacha, a new barrier was somehow created.
Because it's a miyat.
That's right. There's a miyat here. Correct. We're talking about miyat gidul shvius. Exactly. It's a miyat gidul shvius, and it's not based on the dinim of bittul or tarovus of yisur eter where bittul works. But no, it's a new halacha. Somehow here the din is that there's a what you spoke about earlier, where the gidulim are mahapech everything leisur. Either you have some here a new barrier of shvius, and that's why the gemara brings the right from here that gidul heter. I'm malinus ha'isar, not because of bito, but because the entire item becomes a chefza, a new chefza of heter. I would say maybe it's similar to what the Gemara says here on daf. You look on again on the Zainim Beis, this halacha of litra on the three lines on the bottom. Litra b'tzolim shetikna. The Gemara says v'zara mis aseres l'fi kula. What kind of halacha is that? What kind of a din is that? Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. That there, the reason is not because of bittul, berov, that the ikur is nisbatel. No, that's not so. But rather, somehow, it's a different halacha. What's the halacha? The ikur nepach lios kemo agidulim. And that's what the Gemara says. That's hachinami, the Gemara says, when the gidulim agiduli heter, the amahapech the isur lios kemosam. And when the Gemara is dochen, the Gemara says, dilma l'chum b'shayni, so of course, that's how the Gemara is being doch at this, but the assumption of all the other Rishonim is that here you have not a din of bittul, but a new halacha. A new halacha becomes a very chadasha, a chetza, a new chetza. Otherwise, the whole Gemara is without, literally without any havon. So the Ran is bringing a good raya, that's what the Rabbi Baum is saying, to his shishita from the Gemara and Daf Nun Ches. And the other Rishonim are going to have to assume that here we're not working with bittul, but rather, as I said, the one item is nepach, legamri, Leo's come out the other item. Now, I just want to say one thing, if you don't mind, that I think that other Rishonim learned the Gemara, this statement of the Gemara here. Look in Rashi, look in Taisa, look in Iriya, look in Shin Kobetsa. What is the Pshat in the Gemara? Afani lo amati el lebir. How do they understand that line? That's a critical line over here. So we saw what the Ran says. Afani lo amati el lebir. So the Ran explained that if it's before the Zman of beer, so then the halacha is that... the Ran said that you have to eat the tarovis, kodem abir. But achila, if the tarovis is after the zman abir, so then lo shor b'achila, ben b'minam min shalom b'minam, b'noi sin tam, alma gedulim enin nimshochim achar ikar, lios kamo. That's what the Ran said. Now, clearly the other Rishonim do not learn like that. So if you look carefully here, the other Rishonim. That's why I Xerox for you. I think this is totally on Machlokes of Rishonim, what is beer? That really seems to be the issue, and that's why I cited to you here in the Mar Mikomos around
Ban. Fits better with the Lashon Isser.
What?
Fits better with the Lashon of Isser.
What fits better?
Beer. Because it's an Isser, as opposed to Achila.
I agree. Mask it. I agree with you completely. So there's a big Machlokes of Rishonim, had it been Mekai in the midst of beer. There's a long Ramban here. Okay, it's too many pages to read, but you can trust me that the Ramban on page number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, I put it on actually several pages. Maybe I'll read part of it, so just to be fair. But let's just first just mention the idea that here we're talking about, as I said, that I have a kolshu of shvius. Kolshu, that's Lashon Gemara. It's a miut of shvius. And somehow, there's a chiyuv to be mevayer, this kolshu, bizman habir. So, what kind of halacha is this? Clearly, even though there's a tarobis, there's no chiyuv levayer as rov of this tarobis. Rov of this tarobis is obviously is essentially chulin. So therefore, there's no chiyuv habir. The chiyuv habir is only on what? Only on the chelek, which is shvius. You take a look in the Ramban here. I'm going to read the Ramban in a second. The Ramban learns that the against the Ramban. This is Machlokes the Ramban, the Ravid. How do you mekayim when the pasuk says that v'levem techa v'lachaya sheba atzecha diakol tvuasa lechol? So Chazal learned out that kol lachaya min asode kalei levem techa min abayis. How do you go about doing that kalei? So some Rishonim learn you have to destroy it. Pasha destroy it. And the Ramban shita is that din of hefker. And the Ramban writes, we'll see in 1 second, that the Ravid has several explanations, but the mitzvah beer is lahafkir, bizman shekol l'chayim min asoda. The moment that it's no longer available to the animals in the field, that's when you have to go ahead and be mafkir. And therefore, what's fascinating is, you can be mafkir, and then guess what? Right after that, you can be zoich in the hefker. You can once again reacquire that which you are mafkir. You can be zoich once again in the hefker and eat it. So therefore, even b'shviya samur b'chulin, you mafkir the chelek shvius, wherever it is, means you take out the taros, the shusarabim. However you go about doing the act of hefker in front of 3 people, hefker b'nei shlosha, the shusarabim, and you go ahead and do so, and you mafkir the chelek shvius, and anyone could be zoched, and then those parents will be, in effect, whoever is zochen it will be a kind of almost, I would say, maybe it's the shutfis of the bailim and the zoched, maybe they're going to be like Gemara says here, v'yachlogu l'fi cheshben. Maybe they'll divide it according to the cheshben, like you have a nisari of kap sheli, v'asar of kap shel avera. So the tarobis of shvius doesn't answer the rest. And as it says here, the inyan beer, that it answers the whole tarobis. So apparently Rav Shimon holds that the gedulim, I'm a vatel the ikar into shvius. And that's why it's all chayv and beer because of the gedulim of shvius. And then that's what Gemara is proving over here, that just like gedulim shel iser, mahapchim isakol kemosam, who adin gidul shel hetter and zainam beis gam kein mahapchim isoiko lehetter kemosam. That's what I'm saying is what's going on over here. Just to show you this, if you look in the Ramban, look in the Ramban on page number. We'll start with number 2. You can see it right. I should have underlined it, but I didn't have a chance to. It says v'lehemto v'achaya on the bottom of poo. So right, first he cites the Torah's Kohanim, which Rashi brings. Someone just asked me, it's not to get to this, but unbelievable, it goes on today. So they have in the house, besides the tukki, they have rabbits, they have several, they want to know, is that cool? No matter, and I don't want to say what else they have in the house. They have something of an animal, which is I thought would be a little bit beyond the pale. Why can't I tell you? They have a pet cheetah. That's called a pet?
Cheetah?
Yeah. I believe a cheetah, so I'm not mistaken. I went to the Bronx Zoo for many years. A cheetah is a kind of is that a small tiger? No, am I incorrect?
It's the fastest animal on earth, I think, right?
It's what?
I think it's the fastest animal.
It's a very fast animal, correct. That's what I know. That's the only thing I know. I compare the cheetah to Naphtali, Ayala Shlucha. Naphtali. That's a cheetah. That's why I think of a cheetah. I think of Naphtali. Ayala Shlucha. And I say in the Meshacher.
Ayala is a
I'm just. That's right. But I, so they have it in the cage. They have it in the cage. Okay. They told me. I said, yeah, in the cage. Obviously. They have a large area outside in the chotzer where they keep, they have cheetahs, they have rabbits, they have tukis, they have all kinds of interesting...
Cheetah and the rabbit together?
They're not together, no, no. Clearly not. Clearly not. But their question was, how do I define on Shabbos, mizonoseim alecha? That's what they kept asking me on this issue. Gemara in Beitza, what's called mizonoseim alecha? Is there anything that I decide to bring into my home? Mizonoseim alecha? Well, I mean, obviously cats and dogs for sure. And let's say the, what do you call, tuki? And I don't know, the fish, they asked me about fish. They also have an aquarium. They got a, it's like a whole menagerie over there. So they want to know what to what extent I can, and the reason why they have it, because of their children. They have young children. I just told them they should be, when they shmarta, they have to be concerned about the health, the welfare of their children. Said, well, that's the reason why they brought, because they think this is a healthier kind of way to grow up in society. It's a whole theory they have on this home. Okay, I'm just asking Stam the Kasha. I said, once you bring it into your home and it becomes part of your menagerie, as I call it, so there's no question that's Mizonoseim Alecha. I assume that. I don't think it makes a difference what is the particular tipus that's involved. Okay, they just asked me, Ashayla Hilchos Shabbos. They have a very large chatzer. They even invited me to come to the first, they sent me a picture, they called me on the telephone, and then they invited me to come and visit their menagerie, and I told them I'd prefer to remain outside that menagerie for safety reasons. I said, no, Kvod Arav, it's very safe, and we take all precautions that are necessary. The picture they have of a chatzer, it's a massive chatzer. Massive. It's almost like a home on the range where the deer and the antelope play. The other way, they're thinking of getting a deer and an antelope as well. That's what they told me. It's just a very out-of-the-box kind of family. Okay. Anyway, it's not far from Ramat Beit Shemesh, not far from here at all. You just will know about it because they have quite a large, wall, gate. It's not a gate, it's a wall, actually. A rather large wall that more or less hides this entire... apparently, they do have some problems with some of the neighbors. I'm not sure exactly why, maybe because of noises that come out of there. Different types of... okay, I'm just describing to you a situation. Back in the Ramban, Ramban quotes the Rashi. Rashi said, "Machal v'emtachok kol l'chaim min asodik alei l'mtachol l'shem Rashi." Akilu azel l'pir shorav mahu. Rashi didn't tell you how to go about doing this. Beer. V'inyono she'chale ha'perasach hazman mibeso l'havkiron. This is the shita of Ramban. The one I think that we follow. This is the shita that we follow in halacha. Ramban, we have mafkir the peros. Again, people ask me this year, the past year in Shemitah, I told them to do it in front of three people. And do it, take it out of Shus HaRabim, be mafkir, and many did, and then right away there was Zoicha back in the Hefka, that's what they did. So he writes here, Ru bir shvir sheskir chacham b'chol mokom, ve'en ha'inyan shiyu ha'per sach hazman ha'bir asurim ba'noa ba'chila ve'mechuyiv la'abdom. No, there's no chiyuv of la'abid otam, which is the Rambam Shita. And on page 3 now. And he goes on, and ba'richos, lo monu chacham b'mishna per shvir slomen ha'mesofim lo monek barim, that's the Raya. In the Mishnah at the end of Tmura, that's a famous Mishnah. But Kalan Igbarin, in the Mishnah says that Afron Osur, Kalan Isruf, and Afron Mutter, that's the din of Rabbi Yudah, that Ein Biyacham Tel Sveifa, it's based on that Mishnah in Tmura, Tosfos quotes in Psachim, and the Ramban goes on to say what it means, the second line on page 3, Ve'enu Elo Shutzach, Luvarim, Mishuso, Ulafkirim, Laniyim, Ulakol Odom, Kinyin, Biyati, Akodish, Min Abayis. That's the Pasuk. V'chein Shanino, it brings many rayas to this yesod, to this idea. Okay, I'm not going to go through the Ramban. You can see it on your own. But the Ramban goes on towards the bottom of the Ramban again. He reverts to what he said earlier. And by the way, this Ramban is very famous because he brings down the din of Otzer Beis Din. The very famous Ramban, the Otzer Beis Din that we had, I assume maybe a few of you may have struggled with Otzer Beis Din in the course of the Shemitah year. I struggled with it immensely. But the Ramban is the one who cites Ba'arichos here, the whole Inyan of Otzer Beis Din, and with all of its problematica. But in the bottom of the page again, he quotes, he wants to bring rayas to his yesod, that beer is hefke. He brings many, many rayas, on and on, going on to page 4, and then it continues actually on page 5 and 6. Nachamol, he just repeats the same idea that he said earlier, that is based on hefke. And the Rishonim, as I say, argue on this matter by Richos. So it could very well be that, again, going back to the chat According to the Ramban, the mitzvah's beer is la hafkir, bisman shekol v'chayim l'asodeh, there's a tchiv, they're making hefker, and then afterwards you can be zoche and eat it. So even by shvius, here we're talking about kol shu shvius, and this kol shu shvius hamu revis b'chulin, it's mama mixed up with chulin, you can be mafkir the chelik of shvius alone.